I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Here's a story out of the UK that caught our attention today. A debate in Parliament over a measure that would make misogyny a hate crime. This was an amendment to a larger bill to ban upskirting, as in secretly snapping a photo up a woman's skirt. Here's more from our BBC colleague, Nick Miles.
The legal idea that crimes should be considered more abhorrent because of why they're carried out is a relatively recent one. In the UK, it was only in 1998 that racial hate crimes were defined, and 2003 when a crime motivated by a victim's sexuality was taken into account. Judges instruct juries to consider this hate element when deciding how long perpetrators should spend in prison. Until now, though, misogyny has not had an official status when it comes to criminal acts. That's in spite of the fact that numerous recent surveys suggest the majority of women have suffered public acts of misogyny, from unwanted sexual comments to tirades of verbal abuse.
I was on my way to work on my own, young single female. A man shouted a very aggressive sexual comment at me, and it was quite horrible language that he used.
This guy comes up to me and he like tries to touch me, tries to grab me, and then he was like, oh, you're such a slut. And
that's a video put out by one of the UK's regional police forces, North Yorkshire. Last year, it started considering misogynistic behaviour as either a hate crime or incident. It means abuse or harassment, which might not be a crime, can be reported and investigated by the police, and support for the victim put in place. Nottingham Police did something similar in 2016. The law being considered, though, at Westminster today would go further. It would allow a sentencing judge to take into account if the offender demonstrated towards the victim of the offence hostility, based on them having a particular sex characteristic. Charlotte Fisher is from the community group Citizens UK. She's been leading their campaign to make misogyny a hate crime.
I guess what I hope is that by the time we get to the era of my grandchildren, that they will look back at what women in 2018 go through and just call life with just as much horror as I look back at, you know, how people behaved in the 1940s and the kind of racial epithets that people would use on the street very casually.
There's been widespread debate about this proposed change. Surveys show the majority of people, both men and women, favour it. But changing the law will, of course, not necessarily lead to a change in behaviour. That's a long-term educational challenge that's being undertaken in schools. Most British children went back to school this week, and this year they're going to be taking new classes on healthy relationships and sexual consent.
The BBC's Nick Miles reporting there, and there's an update to this story. Late in the day, UK time, the British government announced it would launch a review of hate crime laws, including whether misogynistic behaviour should be considered a hate crime. As a result, the lawmaker who pushed for the misogyny amendment that we just heard about has withdrawn the bill.